The Justice Department has revised its definition of torture. Late yesterday, officials posted a legal memo on the department's website. It reversed previous definitions of torture, including those outlined in a controversial memo 2 years ago. NPR's Carrie Kahn has details.
Yesterday's memo is a great departure from the administration's previous legal opinions on torture. The first line reads, "Torture is abhorrent to American laws and values." Department of Justice spokesman Mark Carello says it was important to set the record straight. He says while the administration never relied upon the previous memo, the document did send mixed messages to U.S. personnel.
And we wanted to make sure that there was no inconsistency in not only our policy, but in what our folks in the field understood. The United States does not engage in torture.
The previous memo, dated August 2002, drastically narrowed the definition of torture. It stated that to be considered torture, the pain inflicted must be as severe as that accompanied by death or organ failure. The memo also outlined sweeping presidential powers to authorize torture in the name of national security. Tom Malinowski of Human Rights Watch says that tone gave U.S. military personnel the green light to abuse prisoners. He says the administration has taken a great step forward.
I think we do have to be cautious. There is sometimes a gap between theory and practice. It's still important for the administration to be very clear that it has forbidden the use of abusive and coercive interrogation techniques in the field. They have not yet been clear enough about those kinds of policy changes.
Malinowski says it's also not clear whether the new memo reverses the previous legal opinion regarding the president's power to order torture. Department of Justice spokesman Carello says the president has banned the practice, so there was no reason to address his powers in the new memo.
Well, we don't have to, because this president has directed his commander-in-chief that there will be no torture, and there are laws on the books.
But Harold Hangjo Ko, dean of Yale Law School, says the administration could have made a more sound legal argument.
Simply saying that he hasn't addressed the question or it's unnecessary to decide whether he has the power to order torture suggests that he does.
Yesterday's memo comes just as the Senate Judiciary Committee considers Alberto Gonzalez's nomination for Attorney General, as White House counsel Gonzalez requested the controversial August 2002 memo. Ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee Patrick Leahy says Gonzalez and the Bush administration had just days left to distance themselves from the original document.
They had to get rid of a position they could not defend, that he would not be able to defend at his own hearings. They always hate to admit mistakes, but I think they knew they had made a colossal mistake and they're trying to get away from it.
A White House spokesman said today that it has always been U.S. policy to follow the Geneva Conventions. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.